Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store at Lowe's.com for more details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
This is really going to freak you out, y'all. This is really going to freak you out. According to a study at the Department of Growth and Reproduction, the average girl now starts puberty before she hits age 10.
Before 10?
Before wow. 10, y'all.
Doesn't leave you a long time to be a kid, huh?
Study was based on 1,000 girls. Wow. Today, the average girl starts puberty when she's 9 years old and 10 months. 9 years, 10 months. That's a full year earlier than the average girl started back in 1991.
I was 12.
You were 12?
I was 12 when I started my period. So, I mean, I'm trying to imagine being in elementary school.
Was that average or was that young?
I don't know.
When you were 12, were you the first of your group or
no,
the last?
Not even
you were
either.
In the middle?
I was in the middle, so I guess it was average.
I was a late bloomer. I was last of all my friends.
How old were you?
I was 14.
Oh, 14?
I know.
See, that doesn't shock me at all.
It doesn't?
No, because me and my sister were around that age.
Really?
Around
10?
9?
10? 10 and a half, yeah. 11.
Really?
I was 11, my sister was 10.
It's
wow.
Fifth grade.
It's
right?
Really not that uncommon. I'm going to read some messages for you guys here in just a couple of seconds that I got off of Facebook. 1-877-588-BERT, B-E-R-T, if you want in. 1-877-588-2378. And National, don't be scared to call. We'll take your calls, too. It says there are a few things that could be causing the change here. One is a chemical called bisphenol A, which is found in the lining of cans and baby bottles. Some studies have linked it to speeding up sexual development. And another reason a lot are saying could be diet today, because kids are eating more than ever and more meat than ever, and it's making their bodies develop faster. Mm.
It's all the hormones in the milk.
That's what they're saying, man.
Yeah, I'm not convinced it's just the fact of eating meat. I think it's just probably the way that food is processed. Because, I mean, there's plenty of people who ate meat growing up. But I don't know. I just think
we eat so much more processed food, though.
Right.
Than when we were younger.
Right. But I ate plenty of meat in my house growing up and was still 12. But I think that what the repercussions of this is the fact that parents are going to have to talk to their kids younger about sex and about, you know, adult things than they think they do.
Look, there are no shortage of calls on this, I'll tell you that. Good morning, Brenda. You're on the Burt Show.
Hi. My parents always thought maybe I bloom faster than normal. In my mom's side of the family, we always develop really well. But when I was 9, I had a B cup. I had a training bra in third grade. And in fourth grade, I was already a B cup. And the boys at that age, they threw the little pop the bra strap thing. It was ridiculous. By the time I was in seventh grade, I was a double D. And there was another girl who progressed like me, and her health insurance covered her having a breast reduction, and mine wouldn't. And I remember being so jealous. And I don't know if it's a diet, if it's genetics, if it's what they put in the food, I don't know, but I do see it happening. Like, my niece is like 10, and I see her coming up on what I went through. So
you women have it tough, man. You get big boobs when you're young, you get a whole bunch of crap from dudes about that. Then if you grow up and you're flat-chested, you get crap for that too. There is no winning if you are a woman. These are off of my Facebook page here. Gina Shipman says, my cousin experienced her menstrual cycle at 8 years old.
Wow. That sucks.
Said scared the poor child to death.
Yeah.
Aww. Because you don't know what it is then.
And your parents haven't warned you yet about any of that.
You don't want to ask.
You don't know that.
When did your parents, at what age did your parents sit you guys down and talk about this stuff? Does it usually happen right after it occurs for the first time?
It was really Judy Blume who, you know, Are You There, God, It's Me, Margaret. And then my mom talked about it.
I think it was like fourth grade. However old you are in fourth grade, we had the birds and the bees talk.
It's about 10, isn't it?
It's like 9. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Eva Reed says, I can relate. My 7-year-old wears a bra already, too.
God. 7-year-old.
7 years old. I had to get her one at 5, she says. She also started to wear deodorant at 6.
Oh. And this is not just a conversation for with little girls and parents. I mean, you know, like our last caller was just talking about boys coming up and popping the bra straps and stuff. I mean, if you're a parent of a boy, you need to, you know, talk to your sons about how to treat those girls, you know?
Yeah. I mean, that's a more broad conversation about respect. You just don't do that. Hey, Jenny, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Okay. Good. How are you?
Good. Thank you. I love you guys. Oh, my gosh. You have no idea.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I was in third grade. I was 9 years old, and I started, and I had no idea what it was, and I really believe it was my diet.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it's a coincidence that, you know, Jen and I have a far different story than, you know, than Wendy does. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's something to it. It's not just naturally doing that.
Lisa Mulnaney says, my daughter started getting hairs under her armpits at 5 years old.
What?
5 years old.
Five years old, man.
I mean,
wow.
I was sad. Yeah, I was completely forewarned about my period, so I was excited when it came. But
are you kidding me?
I had no idea.
I couldn't wait. I was the last one of all my friends.
Why is that? Is it like a badge of honor?
Yes.
Like you're now a woman?
I'm a woman now, yeah.
Yes. But I think that whole like farm to table movement with food is all because of all of this. I mean, everybody's trying to like, you know, eat from locally produced farms and eat, you know, where it's not as processed of foods because of statistics like what Bert was just saying.
I'll link on over to this article from our website at theburtshow.com. Nicole Kinzer writes, I got my first menstrual period at age 8.
Oh, God.
My mother took me to the doctors to make sure everything was okay, and it was. I needed a training bra in the 2nd grade.
That sucks.
Wow.
My daughter is 9 now, and I swear once a month she's PMSing. She really believes that.
Wow. She may be. And parents, you got to talk to your kids. You can't wait until they're in middle school.
Wow.
We just read a statistic that said the average girl now starts puberty before she hits age 10. Hey, Michelle, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. I was just telling, I guess it was Carl, that I was watching a show about inorganic versus organic food, and they have the same problem in Europe where there's with the girls, and there's no hormones in their milk. The government doesn't allow it, but they're saying that the body, we're all fatter these days, and that the girls' bodies, the body thinks that they can start supporting a baby in the womb.
Mm-hmm. To that point here, Tracy writes on my Facebook page yesterday, I taught a 2nd grader that was 186 pounds.
Oh, no.
Wait, what?
Yeah, which is an entirely different conversation.
Whoa.
And started her period at the beginning of the school year, 2nd grader.
Yeah,
Oh, my goodness.
We talked about this last night where you should watch Food, Inc. I mean, anybody hasn't watched Food, Inc., I mean, that kind of explains a little bit, I think, why there's a lot of more overweight kids than before.
Is it chemicals and...
It's not chemicals. It's just it's like corn and all these things that you think are natural and everything's good, but you mix it and everything, and over time, it just, your body cannot process it.
And
you know?
Processed foods are cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
So it becomes a more issue at the lower income level.
Here's Michelle. Hey, Michelle. Good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Good morning. Yes, it broke my heart when I had to start letting my daughter shave her legs in 2nd grade.
Ugh.
And then got the phone call when she was in 3rd grade from her teacher saying that I needed to come and get her. And I was like, why? You know, is everything okay? She had started her menstrual cycle in 3rd grade.
Yeah.
God. That blows.
The phone lines are lit up. We could have done this for the next 45 minutes. So we'll link on over to that survey at theburtshow.com. If you want to use that sort of as a springboard to talk to your kids about, you might want to go there and check that out.
Hey, The Burt Show.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the innie and any pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. I think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme in theaters this Friday. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
There's a fire inside you you can't ignore. Stand still, not a chance. You're a lifelong learner who's come this far. Now, we are here to help you keep going further. Capella University, what can't you do? Visit capella.edu to learn more.